880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. That's right. I'm back. It's been a while that I've been on the air, but that's because my wife got a kidney transplant.
Yeah,
that's
happy
right.
New Year.
All right. We've been looking for 4 years for that kidney. And coincidentally, on January 3rd, 2014, Vivian was found pretty unresponsive on the floor of our apartment. And exactly 4 years later, to the day, January 2nd, 2018, the dream Betty DeMartini stepped up because God told her that she should do this, and Betty's a spiritual woman. She wanted to do it. And so Betty stood up and she helped Vivian. Betty, you are one beautiful, spiritual, loving human being, and I know that Vivian and I are your friends for life. If you want to see Vivian and Betty meet in person, you can go to WPLG.com and put Vivian Freed in the search bar. It comes right up. It's an amazing thing. The first thing you hear is, I love you. That's me talking to this is the first thing I said to Betty when I saw her. But we're going to take a break, then we're going to come back. Everybody, you can call in today. Give me a call at 305-541-2350. Give me a call at 305-541-2350 if you want
again,
to talk about
again,
Vivian.
Again, what's that number?
305-541-2350. We don't give it out a lot, but today we're talking. If you want to talk about Vivian, give us a call. It's toll-free anywhere, I guess. No, it's not, but call it anyway. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Oh yes, I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. All right, Wanda's been listening, and if you have too, you know that that's the song, that's the words Vivian first said when she was originally dialyzed for the first time. Oh my God, what was happening? I can finally see clearly, because the poisons in her blood had taken over everything, because the kidney had stopped functioning. But now she's got that brand new kidney, thanks to that beautiful, loving, graceful person, Betty DeMartini. And we're going to talk to Betty and Vivian down the road when they're feeling better. But right now, we're going to talk about my friend, and hopefully yours soon, Larry Zinn and the folks at Warren Henry Automotive. That's right. If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Volvo, Infiniti and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They've got their new space up in Gainesville. It sells out. He's in a great spot down in Key West. It sells all kinds of great nameplates. And the Zins, well, they're big supporters of Vivian and I. They're terrific. They're involved with the National Kidney Foundation. Robert and Warren and Larry are all beautiful people. So go there. You know, all those cars, they got something in common. That's the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and an assistant, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. It's gonna be a
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Hey, you need a mortgage? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you raise debt or equity. That's right. If you need to close fast, I can help. We are one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. We can do deals from, a few hundred thousand dollars all the way up to $15 million. Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Monroe, pretty much all across the state. Tampa, Orlando, Daytona. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We'll have an update on an investigation into a woman who nearly lost her life over the quest to be thin. Today, for the first time, she met with her kidney donor. Local 10 investigative reporter Bob Norman has this incredible exclusive.
Vivian Freed had never met her before, but she already knew Betty DeMartini was going to save her life.
I'm not going to have dialysis anymore. She's going to save me, this beautiful person I don't even know.
DeMartini, a mother of three, volunteered to give Freed, a total stranger, her kidney.
My life, every day I go to dialysis. I don't have to go anymore.
And her husband, Jim, had searched for a donor for the past 4 years after Freed, a former model, damaged her kidneys with diet pills to stay thin for photo shoots, forcing her to undergo the daily hell of dialysis.
I'm going to make sure that nobody does what I did, kill myself with diet pills and laxatives and diuretics. Just to look good. Needles, 15-inch needles go in there every single day to clean my blood. It's not worth it.
I feel a little excited for Vivian because I know it's going to be a change of life.
DeMartini knew Freed's pain all too well. Her beloved aunt went through the same thing, but passed away before DeMartini could give her her kidney.
You know, you have to see the pain of the other person and understand it.
She was determined to help someone and found Freed's plea on the internet.
Yeah, I went into Craigslist and I saw, the message.
The ad was placed by a website called kidneymitzvah.com, which Jim had found.
I know it's going to be very, very painful, but then it's going to be all worth it because she's going to have a new life.
You're my soul sister forever.
In Miami, Bob Norman, Local 10 News.
Well, Bob tells us both women are scheduled for that transplant operation at Jackson Memorial Hospital at 6 a.m. tomorrow. We wish them the very, very best.
So, Jim, how's it going?
Well, it's going great, Wanda. Thank you so much for asking. Betty's doing good. Vivian's doing good. That kidney's a freaking machine. Betty, thank you so much for giving us that beautiful kidney. It's working like a pump. It's just kicking out the, I'm going to just talk like a doctor. It's kicking out the urine. It's going incredible. In fact, Vivian gets up in the morning and goes, honey, you got to, I'm supposed to keep track of the urine. I'm like a doctor now. So you got to dump out the pee-pee so I can go again. I mean, because she's going so much and I'm so proud.
Wow.
And she's going gallons and gallons, I guess liters and liters and liters. And it's really deep yellow, which tells you how much poison was in there. She's such an amazing person, but that Betty DeMartini, I was trying to get her to get more public. It was hard for us to even get her on the TV because she's not about the PR for her. For her, it's all about spreading God's grace onto the world, bringing God's grace to the world. And what an amazing person. She's so spiritual. You know, they shortcut part of the story. It sort of goes that Betty's aunt died, and so Betty wanted to give direct where her kidney would go. So she wanted to find somebody spiritual. So she went on Google and typed into Google, how do I donate my kidney? And it came up, go on Craigslist and look. And we were lucky enough to have one of our ads up on Craigslist that Chaya Lipschitz helped put together. She put it out on Craigslist. There's only so many things I could do. And Betty answered, what a beautiful human being. And boy, does it take guts to do what she did. And also, I think, a very deep belief in God. Wanda, we got Steve holding on the other line. Steve, come on in and let's talk Vivian. What's up, Steve?
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great.
So happy to hear about Vivian's successful transplant. That's just fabulous news.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. And believe me, your support and you're talking about how your wife had gotten a kidney transplant really did help me. And she called and she really reached out and provided me with support. You know, it's easy to say that somebody can be resilient, but you can't be resilient alone. You need to have your peeps around. And Steve, you and the rest of your team really, really have helped me out. Our friends at CCIM have been beautiful. Britt was announcing it and putting it on the website. You know, it takes everybody, and you don't ever know what the one thing is going to be that's going to help someone. Thank you so much for backing me up, Steve. Really, truly, I love you, man.
Absolutely. Really happy for you. Joanne, my wife, has been, I think it's been 11 years or something, and she's going great, and like nothing ever happened. So I wish the best for you guys as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us your good wishes. What Steve didn't mention is how you got to basically become a chemist after they have these kidney transplants. I've spent hours with the pharmacy at UM, at Jackson, on the phone today with my pharmacy contact from my insurance company. It's just incredible. And you touch these medications and some of them get off on your fingers and they're anti-rejection medicine, so they can affect you, the person that's giving the medication. So you got to wear gloves. It's just really incredible. Then you miss one of them, then you put them all out and there's one pill missing and you don't know where it's going. My gosh, it's like a crazy puzzle. If you want to talk to me about all this, you can give me a call at 305-541-2350. We got another caller, Wanda? No? Okay. Give me a call at 305-541-2350. We don't take a lot of calls usually, but today, anybody who wants to talk about Vivian, we're more than happy to get on the phone and talk to you. Looks like Wanda's firing up back there, so I'm going to let Wanda screen the call there. And I'm going to say how grateful we are to Betty DeMartini's family, because they were supportive of her as well. In fact, when you see the picture of Betty's aunt up on the Channel 10 news clip, they look almost exactly alike. And then when her daughter shows up, you see the family resemblance as well. And her daughter was willing to be a donor too. What an amazing family. Then I met a cousin that wanted to be a donor. It's just been one of the most amazing, beautiful things to be involved with, and the most amazing, terrific people that you could ever want to be associated with. But people need to know that there's other people that need kidney donation out there. We had originally had a kidney donor that was available to us in New York. We were going to go to New York for the kidney donation until Betty fell from the sky in her beautiful way. And, you know, I'm pleased to say that that gentleman still went through and gave a kidney. So Betty was actually able to help not one, but two people get a kidney donation. Jim and Vivian got a kidney, and also a person up in New York got a kidney. That kidney was originated by our friends at Renewal. Renewal's up in New York, renewal.org. If you want more information about donating a kidney, you can email r1125@renewal.org, r1125@renewal.org. They'll help you donate a kidney, or you can just give me a call and I can direct you. And believe me, it takes guts, but what a beautiful thing it is when you give the kidney and you give the gift of life. Betty DeMartini of Broward County. So this is a Dade Broward thing. She crossed the divide. She came into Dade County to do this. God bless.
Crossing that great county line there. It's nice.
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty wild thing. But she is terrific, and she did it for a spiritual person. I'll tell you a cute story. They weren't sure how spiritual you were, although when you see me doing the thing today on Facebook, I got my chai thing, you know, the symbol for life out there. And
I thought that was a pi symbol.
No, it's chai. It, you know, in the Jewish religion, they use letters as numbers, and the letters for chai add up to 18, which is the Jewish, you know, so 18 is the big Jewish number for life. So 2018, this is cool. A big year. Look how we started it out with Vivian getting her life back like that. Isn't it amazing?
You guys are magic.
Yeah, it was. It was terrific. And so I was standing there, and it was the night that Vivian got her kidney. Vivian was kind of crashed. There were people watching her, and I needed to go out and get a quick bite. And at Jackson, you got a really bunch of great options. So my rabbi, Rabbi Gopin, and his wife, Rabbi Gulpin's wife, brought, you know, sent some soup over, and I had soup. And when I went down to go get the soup and bring up the rabbi, I saw that Betty's family was watching, and they were taking a look at the rabbi, and I shouted it out across the hall, across the waiting area. I said, "You see that rabbi over there?" They go, "Yeah." I go, "Guess who he's here for?" And then I yelled out real loud, "Hey, rabbi, here I am. Come give me a hug." And the rabbi came, you know, over in rabbi fashion, you know, and gave me a hug. And it was amazing. And I looked over at Betty's family and they were beaming because I think by then they realized that, yeah, we're kind of spiritual. So
weird, but spiritual.
Well, you know, look, who cares what I am? I got
sometimes
that woman
spiritual
a kidney.
Spiritual is weird.
Hey, look, I got my wife a kidney. If anybody ever wanted to know if I could close the deal and how hard I worked, I think they saw over the last 4 years.
Jim gets things done.
That I do. So listen, stick with us. Around the break, we'll do more kidney talk. We'll talk more about Betty and what happened and different little vignettes about the whole kidney transplant thing. But Wanda's going to take it away. We're going to play some more upbeat music. We're going to have some beautiful times together. And we're going to be happy, happy, happy. So Wanda, take it away, girlfriend.
Your love lifting me higher than I've ever.
Alrighty. And I want to mention one other thing that my good friend Steve forgot to mention, that he's the president of the CCIMs. And the CCIMs this Wednesday are having their annual Outlook Conference. It's Wednesday the 17th at the Coral Gables Country Club. Go to the CCIM website to sign up. It's an awesome event. Everybody who's anybody in commercial real estate is going to be there. I'll be there taking names and kissing babies unless I've got to. Actually, I may have to go to a doctor's appointment with my wife. And hence, you're seeing what I'm going through with Vivian's transplant. I'm sacrificing for the woman I love. But hey, that means there'll be an open seat at that event, so you better go take it. So again, reach out, go to CCIM.org, go find their website for the CCIM event, or call me and I'll get you there. But it's a great event, the CCIM 2018 Outlook event. I don't miss it unless my wife's got a life-saving doctor's appointment. All right, and now we're going to talk about our friends at Warren Henry, because Larry, Warren, and the rest of the gang out there, well, they're just tops. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got an Audi store, and down in the Key West, they've got a great store that sells all kinds of nameplates. What do they all have in common? They're all exceptional cars, but they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, you're looking for a mortgage? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. By now you know I work hard. By now you know I get results. Work hard, get results. Isn't that who you want to work with? Well, you also want to work with somebody that puts you first. And when you give me a call, that's all about you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 and let me help you out with your real estate capital requirements. That's right, Jim Fried. When you call me at 305-773-6300, when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. We've been talking about Betty DeMartini and the beautiful act that she did was to give the gift of life to Vivian. We'll tell a little bit more detail about that story. So I have been marketing this issue for 4 years. Vivian, we found her on the floor, non compos mentis, on January 3rd, 2014. And on January 2nd, 2018, Vivian got her kidney. It's a really symmetrical experience that I can only believe is because God's hand's involved. Okay. God made it happen.
For sure.
Here. God made it happen here.
For sure.
You know, we searched and searched and searched, and we were going to get a kidney this summer, but they put it off. They put it off and put it off, and we finally had one teed up in New York for January 2nd. And we were getting ready to leave, and I got a phone call. It said, Jim, I've got somebody who's testing for your wife in Miami. I said,
nah.
Right.
We want to go to New York.
Exactly. No, I said, oh, wow, that'd be great if I could find somebody there. But, you know, we're going to New York. We're teed up. We're matched in New York. We're going to go to New York. It's going to be great. And we have this whole ecosystem supporting us in New York. And on the Monday after Thanksgiving, I got a call and it said, Jim, we've got somebody here in Miami that can match for you. And I said, oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. Well, we're going to New York unless you can get that person fully completed. Are they going to be completed by December 19th? Because I'm wheels up and into New York on December 19th. They said, we're not sure if we can finish that fast. I said, well, you better. And they gassed it up. They finished that fast. I called the renewal guys. I said, please, you got to give that kidney to somebody else because I've got one down here. They said, how'd you find it? I said, on social media. They said, that never happens. I said, well, it did this time. Wanda, do we have a caller?
Kent.
Hey, big Kent. Kent's out there. Hey, how are you doing, Kent?
Hey, Jim. Always nice to talk to you. I've been following. I've known you for a long time. I've been following your situation with Vivian, her kidney, and all that. And I am you are a remarkable human being. I just have to tell you that for your tenacity, everything that you've done, the strength. It's just. You impressed me. You just really have impressed me with your staying power, your stamina, and your family's amazing.
Thank you, Kent. Kent, you know, many, many people and many, many times told me to go on with my life, that this wasn't somebody for me, that I should move on. Yeah. And I basically have taken those negative people out of my life because I was on a mission and I couldn't be swayed by negative energy or bad people.
I remember a conversation we had about that a while back and that's not you. That's not the person you are.
No. And so, I stuck it out. I did what I had to do, one step at a time, one foot at a time. And you know what? Somebody recently told me that maybe I should think about what motivates Vivian. Can you kind of guess what that was, Kent? What motivated Vivian was her love for me.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that Vivian's motivation would be you, and vice versa, your motivation has been Vivian. You just amaze me. I mean, that's all I can say.
Thank
you. You guys have a relationship that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's true.
And she is so blessed to have you, and Betty, and all the doctors, and all the wonderful people, and all of the attention that you have brought to this kidney issue.
Oh, Kent, I want to thank you. Maybe you can give me a call off.
I'm looking forward to her book. Who's going to write that book?
Somebody's got to write a book.
We're all going to write the book together.
Somebody's going to write a book.
We are. But, Kent, why don't you give me a call tomorrow or over the weekend or Monday offline, and we can kind of try to get together and have some ideas on some things we can work on together. You know, you're good folks, and I can't wait to get you more in my life. What a beautiful person, Dr. Kent Malone. I love you, man.
Just wanted to call in and give you major kudos. I will give you a call a little bit later on, maybe tomorrow, maybe early next week.
Okay, that sounds great, Kent. Always love hearing you. You're one of my faves and one of the good folks of all time, Dr. Kent Malone. All right, so we were talking about Betty. Betty doesn't want to be a hero. She just wants to be an example. Betty gives all the credit to God. God gave her strength, and that's where Betty is coming from on this. And I've got to tell you is that she's an amazing person that you're going to want to meet someday and want to hear from, because Betty gives all the credit to God. She brought God's grace to the earth. You got somebody on the line?
Somebody you might know.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello, caller.
Hi, hero.
Oh, my gosh.
I love you so much.
I love you
Thank
too, baby.
You for everything what you've done for me, I couldn't have done it without you. Yes, your love inspires me. Without your love, I could have never made it. You push me to the limit. You make me stronger. You make me be a hero, because watching you, you're your hero, and I can't be anything less than you. You're a true hero. What you've done, you moved mountains for me. Hills, I don't know. You've moved the world for me to find me a donor day in and day out, never missing a day on that computer.
Vivian, you're a true inspiration to all of us, and you're quite a Shiro yourself, you know.
I know, but it's because I have a husband as a hero. Otherwise, that's the one that taught me the most.
I love you, baby. You know,
he's the fighter. He's an amazing person. If I was in business, that's the person I would choose to be with. He's such a hero. He has a heart of gold, a mind just amazing. He thinks outside of the box all the time. There's always a solution to everything with Jim.
I love you, baby. I love you so much. I love you too, baby. I love being in the bed with you and rubbing you and
kids.
No, I'm talking on her back. I'm talking on her back and helping her feel good.
Say that later.
Okay, so honey, you're the biggest hero in this world.
Thank you.
You know, people, husbands don't find wives' kidneys like you did. Not only did you find me one kidney, you found me two for the same day.
That's actually true.
You're a true hero. I love you. Bye.
I love you. I'm going to come home and hug you, baby. Yeah, you could hear she's a little bit weakened there, but what an amazing human being.
Good stuff.
It is. It is. Betty's putting a message up on Facebook that I'm too teary-eyed to read. So give me a second.
You want me to read it? Where is it?
It's here.
Okay.
If I wasn't because of the love and support that Vivian received by her loved ones, she wouldn't have made it. Oh, my God.
Love. Folks, love. That's what does it.
It's all about
it. That's what does it.
It's all about it. And you know what? You know, we don't do politics on this show much, but I'm going to do a little bit today. You know, it's really hard for somebody who wants to be a living donor. Maybe they don't have a big job. Maybe they've got responsibilities. Maybe they can't get off work. Maybe they've got other people they take care of. And I'm going to reach out to people in politics. I want to get some protection for the living donors, the same kind of protection that people get when they've got the Family Leave Act and they have a baby. Because Vivian says we gave birth to a kidney. So, you know, I really think that we need to go out there and give protection to these people that are out there giving life. Because if I wasn't fortunate enough to be able to help, you know, then there'd be, you know, issues for people. And so I'm going to help. And
what kind of protection?
Well, they need job protection. Some people may lose their job. We had one person that wanted to be a living donor, couldn't get off of work. She lived in Texas. I had to make a call.
Wow.
Let's just suffice it to say I know who to call.
Yeah.
Then, if they miss work, they don't get wages. So, you know, renewal guys help them with some make up the lost wages. In this case, I'm going to help Betty directly with the lost wages. It's only right. Then if the person lives alone, maybe they need somebody to help take care of them for a few days, a week, 2 weeks. Well,
should be covered.
Medicare pays for my wife, but they don't pay for the living donor, so I'm going to help there too. In fact, we've got beautiful people that have been helping us help Betty. There's been lots of donations that have come in to help Betty. And so, it's just absolutely been one of the most beautiful things to watch. People come together. It's brought people together, and it's cruel out there. There's people out there that divide us. There's people out there that say mean things to us. There's people out there that say certain religions don't get along with each other. Well, Betty's a wonderful Christian woman, and Vivian's a beautiful Jewish woman, and together they created a beautiful bond together that's just absolutely amazing. We got another caller.
We have Sandy.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? Can we go to the break? Yeah, go to the
break,
and then we'll catch that caller. Can you see if the caller will wait for a second there? Because I want to make sure. Don't want to be rude to the caller. So we're going to be back. I'm going to talk to the donor. We're going to talk more about Vivian. We're going to have a love fest. Wanda's going to chime in. It's a kind of a beautiful day. So if you're out there in that crappy traffic, kick back. We'll make you feel good, I promise. More Freedom Business after Wanda helps me pay the bills.
Oh, yeah.
power of love, man, that cannot be underestimated. Hey, you know who I love? Not as much as Vivian and Betty, but right up there is Larry Zinn, Warren Zinn, my good friend Robert Zinn, who I know from high school. What a mensch. Robert went out and personally called the National Kidney Foundation. Warren's on, you know, they're all involved. They're just beautiful people. So when you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar. They've got a great Audi store up in Gainesville and a super duper store down in Key West that sells all kinds of different nameplates. And they all have in common that they're great cars. But beyond that, they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
All right, everybody, and if you need capital for real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you. We can do commercial. We can do residential. We're doing a bunch of construction loans right now. We're one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. We're with Spectrum Mortgage. That's right. Spectrum's one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. What does that mean? That means we're flexible and we can close fast. Need cash next week? One person makes the call. One person will give you a commitment that day, and we can close within those 7 days, 5 business days. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got some cash in a deal. You want to pull some cash out to buy a new deal. Hey, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Foreigners? Well, I'm working with some Brazilians and some Argentinians right now. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Can we do a Russian borrower? Sure. So give me a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a love fest going here today. We're talking about Betty DeMartini, the beautiful woman that gave Vivian Freed her kidney. Didn't know Vivian, found her on the internet. That's a woman with guts and determination and the love of God, too. She did it for God. It was the godly thing to do. Yep. Beautiful. I love that woman.
It's a good story.
She's incredible. Well, we got somebody holding. Who's holding?
Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hello.
Hey, you're real important, too.
I am so excited.
Well,
I'm so excited. I have not stopped praising God for this moment. I've watched your progress for at least 3 years that I've been working with you, and I haven't stopped praying for you, and I know you've had a lot of people also praying for you. You have not given up. Your wife didn't give up. You have been amazing, positive all the time, always meeting your deadlines. Incredible. You have the energy. You have the ability to do that. And I know that it was God inspired as well.
Thank you so much, Sandy. This is Sandy Abbott from Espresso Marketing, the woman who helps me get the message out constantly, who every single week made sure that my entire network knew that we were still looking, who made sure that everything I send out is at least reviewed by another set of eyes. And when she says I meet a deadline, boy, she's the one that sets the deadlines. So, Sandy, thank you so much for the discipline and the help. But really, what I really want to thank you for is thank you for always being there, being dependable, being full of love and positive energy yourself, and helping me figure out how to do this mass marketing stuff and making my life just a little bit easier. You know, you have a big hand in this too. You've given me so many free hours that I spent on the web looking for that kidney. So Sandy, you got a big hand in this too, dear. I love you, girl.
Well, let me tell you, if anybody is an expert, you're the man. You're the man, because I don't know if I could have found a kidney, but you did it.
Well, I'm happy to help other people learn too, and we'll do that one day. We'll do like a boot camp, and we're going to teach people on how to find a kidney. We'll put that up on the website too.
And other organs.
Yeah, well, a solid organ transplant, that's what they call it. Yeah. But the kidney's tougher. Actually, you can really only look for the kidney and the liver, cuz the rest of them the person has to be dead. How are you going to get somebody's heart and liver, you know? So
you
can give them a piece of the liver, you can give them a kidney, but I don't think there's too many other things a person could be. Maybe skin? I don't know. Maybe skin.
I don't know.
I'm not an expert. Well, we're going to have the kidney
transplant.
We'll find out. Yeah, well, we are. We're going to have the transplant center on. They couldn't come on before I had the kidney because it would appear to be a conflict of interest, like I'm buying extra special attention. But now that I've got the kidney, I'm hoping to get them on sometime in the next month or two because they've got a bunch of schedules and different conflicts that they have to save. But I do want to talk a little bit about how we found this and what's behind Betty. You know, Betty is a beautiful person, wanted to give her kidney to her aunt. We earlier played the clip on WPLG.com where Betty talks about how she selected to give Vivian the kidney, and she wanted to give it to a spiritual person. But now Vivian's got the kidney, and what's that like for me? Well, me and Vivian walk around town with a mask. In fact, people come up to me, and that's how they kind of recognize that I'm the husband of the kidney girl. And boy, I'm a chemistry major now. I've got this big box of pills that I put together. Vivian, you know, one of the things I'm doing for her is I'm putting her pills and making sure that they're all in order, because it's tough for somebody to do all that and to also get better and take them all. It's really just very, very hard. And that's why I want to work with some of my friends in Congress to help get support for living donors too, because if Vivian didn't have the support of Medicare and her husband and the at-home health nurse, I don't know how she'd make it. And Betty, the living donor, well, she doesn't have any of that unless somebody helps her. But I'm helping. I'm making sure she's got somebody staying with her and helping her. I'm making sure that she's got replacement wages because she can't work. And, you know, she needs to get that. And if somebody else wants to give a kidney and they find somebody, but that person can't help them, how that's going to happen? So we need to come together as a community, as a country. You know, it's not just about, different political things. This is about everybody. Everybody can help each other. And we need to come together and do that as a community and as a country and as people. You know, Betty is a good Christian woman. Vivian's Jewish. They came together and made it all happen. And that's what it's all about. It's about coming together and making a better place and a better world. And so Betty DeMartini, while she doesn't feel like she's a hero, she actually rejects the term. She wants to be an example, a motivator. And I can tell you is that I've met two of her family members that want to become a kidney donor. It kind of runs in families. The woman that helped us arrange the kidney donation, Chaya Lipschitz, she's a donor, and I think her brother and sister are also. So it really is something. I tried to be a kidney donor. I just couldn't do it because I'm what they called pre-diabetic. So I tried to lose weight and get everything under control, but it just didn't happen. So I worked hard and worked hard, but it just didn't happen. So
and then it did.
No, then it did. It did. It did in a miraculous way, in a spiritual way, in a way that we're going to keep talking about on this show. We're going to roll Vivian and out, and we're going to get Betty on the show too, and we're going to talk about how it's just a beautiful thing, this kidney transplant, this whole organ donor transplant. You know, people can get bone marrow. I have a person right now, it's a friend of mine, needs a bone marrow transplant. So there's another thing, by the way, I guess, right, that you can be a living donor for, bone marrow.
Yeah.
See, so we're going to figure all this out, and we're going to start getting the PR out and figuring out who, how, and why, and when, and where, and we'll make it happen.
We will be your transplant network.
Well, it's actually kind of cute that you'd say that, because being a transplant network, the hospitals are in a network. They kind of talk to each other. They can kind of share different ideas and different people, but you can only be registered at one within every 5 hours. It's a really hard thing to figure out and get done. And, you know, now certain insurance companies won't let you go out of state. We kind of ran into that with ours, with our transplant originally being in New York. We found a way to work with that. But in the end, we didn't need to go out of state. And even if we had, it would have been out of network, which would have cost an arm and a leg in the end. Going and living in New York and then being out of network and paying those parallel costs, that would have been pretty, pretty rough. But instead, Betty stepped up. Somehow we were able to get her through the eye of the needle before we had to leave town. And boy, we were gone. And we would have been in there for that horrific winter storm. Oh my gosh, we would have frozen like icicles. In fact, the week of that storm would have been the week we were in the hospital. Being in the hospital in Miami is hard enough. Being in the hospital up there during all that would have been a blessing if we had the kidney. I wouldn't have said no to the kidney. But when I had a choice, I came to Miami, and Miami Transplant Institute was great. Our transplant coordinator, Amy's terrific. All the folks pre-transplant were terrific. Our transplant doctor, Dr. Roth, is amazing. We love that guy. He called last night to help us when we were having a problem with the medication. Dr. Roth called. What an amazing dude. And we've got great support from Dr. Wilger, Vivian's PCP, and all the people on the 15th floor at Jackson West really helped us out, the transplant unit up there. They were amazing people. They took good care of us. It was just absolutely terrific. So I want to go to a break a little bit earlier. Then I want to come back and do a little bit longer segment at the end. And we're going to talk about what we learned and some of the ideas that we have about the kidney transplant. But again, this whole show is really just a big hug and kiss to Vivian and to Betty. And Vivian and Betty, this song is for you.
Toma forma de canción.
Así es mi voz,
que sale de mi corazón y volará sin yo querer por los caminos más lejanos,
por los sueños que soñé.
Será el reflejo del amor de lo que te tocó vivir.
Será la música de fondo de lo mucho que sentí. Oye mi son,
oye.
Are you dancing on Facebook?
No, I'm dancing in the studio, man. When she got that kidney, I went outside and screamed and danced. People were walking up to me and going, praise the Lord. And I was saying, darn right. I guess, can you say praise the Lord and darn? Maybe not, right?
I'd say darn.
Darn? Okay.
The Lord doesn't care.
Okay. I think the Lord was really acting there. He kind of sees into your heart.
Exactly.
Or she.
Or, yeah.
There you go. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. In fact, I'll be up at their Lamborghini store on Griffin Road and 75 this Saturday for their Supercar Saturday. It's awesome. Bring the family, bring the kids. You'll see me there dancing and hugging the Zins because they're family, because I'm part of the Warren Henry family. So I'll say it again. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I mentioned the Lamborghini store at the county line. They've got a great Audi store up in Gainesville, and a store in Key West sells all kinds of name brands. And what do they all have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
En las manos del conguero, en los pies del bailador.
Yo viviré, sí, allí estaré. Mientras pase una comparsa, con mi rumba cantaré. Seré siempre lo que fui, con mi azúcar para ti. Yo viviré, yo viviré.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get capital to grow your business. Next Wave is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit's not that great. If you've been in business for over a year and have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave can give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Visit nextwavefunding.com to apply. You may qualify for a cash advance of $5,000 to $500,000. Visit nextwavefunding.com or call 1-866-818-WAVE. 1-866-818-WAVE. That's 1-866-818-9283.
Hey, do you need help? If you do, I'm here. That is help with commercial or residential real estate finance. If your property is owned by an LLC, I can get you financed. Maybe it's an investment home. Maybe it's a second home or a third home. If it's not your primary residence, we can finance it. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Got to close fast? Got bad credit? Well, then we're definitely the people you need to call. We can do loans for people with credit scores under 600. We can do loans for people from outside the United States. We can do loans for corporations that own real estate that need to pull cash out. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I think that the kidney thing shows you I work hard and I can get things accomplished. So give me a call if I can help you. Because when you call me at 305-773-6300. It's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, it's our final segment on this fabulous Jim is Back and Vivian's Got a New Kidney Day. Vivian called in. You could hear her little cute voice. She's still not 100%. In fact, she's far from it. But she's a heck of a lot better off than she was 2 weeks ago when she was going to dialysis and almost dead. I don't know that she could have made it another month without the angelic Betty DeMartini standing up, raising her hand, and coming in and delivering for God and spirituality. You know, Betty, the beautiful Christian lady giving to the beautiful Jewish lady. There's something to be said about that in our world coming together across religious lines like that. I really think it's important and a great lesson. You know, Betty doesn't want to be a hero, but she can certainly be an example. An example for somebody that's selfless, somebody that's strong, somebody that believes in what they want to accomplish, somebody that wants to change the world and then goes out and does it. You know, Betty has three kids, but she just gave birth to another one last week when she gave her kidney to Vivian. So it's just really something that's breathtaking to watch. It's an amazing person. When you go to WPLG.com and you search Vivian Freed and you watch her and Betty in the background right at the beginning, you'll hear, "Oh my God, I love you." That's me opening the door and seeing Betty for the first time. The beautiful, graceful, angelic face. And she didn't even want to go on TV because it's not about her. It's about God. And here's the story. The story was is that her aunt passed. And that Betty wanted to give her kidney to her aunt. Her aunt passed. Betty wanted to still be motivated and give the kidney to somebody spiritual because she saw her aunt suffering. And let's not make any bones about this. Dialysis sucks. It's life-saving or nobody would put up with it. And the life it gives you ain't so great. It's actually just keeping you alive until you get a kidney transplant, and some people never get them. But Betty stood up and she helped my wife and she battled through the negativity. And the closer she got to giving her kidney to Vivian, the more difficult it was because, you know, I got to say it like it is. I don't think that the bad energy or Satan or whatever you want to say in that regard wanted her to bring this beautiful light and change the world. And so it became more and more difficult as she got closer and closer for both her and Vivian. And I got to say for me too, it wasn't easy for me. A lot of logistics, a lot of arm twisting in the insurance and in the hospitals and in the different people around here. Not with Betty. Betty, she kept sending us emails. "Don't worry, I'm there. I love you. We're going to save Vivian's life." What a beautiful thing she did for us. It's impossible. There are no real words to talk about what Betty DeMartini did. So all I can do is continue to say Betty DeMartini and talk about her as an angel. I can talk about Chaya Lipschitz, who helped place the ad that found her. I can talk about Jane Bell, the woman in Brooklyn that introduced me to the concept of Chaya Lipschitz and sent an email to me that I should contact Chaya Lipschitz. And Chaya Lipschitz, for even when I told her to stop, she kept going. She kept going. I said, "Chaya, I got a kidney in New York. You can stop." She goes, "I'm going to keep going. You'll get one in Miami. You don't want to be in New York in the wintertime." It's exactly how she talks. She's amazing. She's amazing. She's a savant. She's driven. She lives in a basement in Brooklyn. This is all she does is these mitzvahs. She goes from kidney mitzvah to a mitzvah to synagogue. This woman, if your dog needed to be walked and it was a mitzvah, she'd come walk your dog. She's an amazing person. She collects these mitzvahs. So it's kidneymitzvah.com was her website. We went there. And she said, "Look, I'll look in New York. I'll look in Miami. Let them look in New York, the Renewal guys." The Renewal guys found a beautiful rabbi who was ready to go. But my wife, when it came down to it, would we rather be in New York, cold, in a place where money is bleeding out of us, where we don't know anymore, where we knew a few people, where we don't know where our meals are going to come from, where we're going to food shop, who's going to come pay us visits, or are we going to be in Miami, near her family, one exit away from the Miami Transplant Institute, all her doctors, all her friends, all of our supporters? It was a really easy decision, Wanda. I would have been away from you for 2 months minimum.
I couldn't take it.
No, me either. And it might not have been 2 months. Might have been longer.
No.
But this kidney with Betty, oh my God. It's like a pump. You know, when you go out to the Everglades and you see those pumps out in the Everglades, that's what this is like. It's amazing. Betty, if you're listening, the pee just doesn't stop. Vivian hadn't peed for three. I'm sorry.
No, I know. That's good.
Vivian hadn't peed for 3 years. I kid you not. I got to put a mattress under her. I'm so nervous, you know. But Vivian's got control. She's a good girl. She's not doing any bad stuff in the bed. But she runs, well, kind of limps at this point, to the bathroom. And I've got to collect and measure her urine to make sure what's going in is coming out. Because if the what going in doesn't match what's coming out, then there's a problem inside. We got to go in there. But so far, it's been beautiful. In fact, Vivian gets up in the morning and wakes me. She goes, listen, you got to empty the pee-pee because I can't go number one unless you empty the pee-pee. You know, she's like, I get up there. It's like a liter. And, you know, you want to know how big a liter is? Think of that Coke bottle that's 2 liters. Vivian drinks 2 liters of water a day and has to pee those 2 liters out. She doesn't stop because the kidney's like a muscle. You know, yeah, Betty had 2 kidneys. You know, most people do. One kidney works at like 70%. One works at 30%. So they take the 30% kidney. They give that one to Vivian. My God, I just thought of it. This is only working at 30%. It's doing this. Oh, my God. And Betty's pumps up and Vivian's pumps up. And soon they start working at 100%. And that's what it is. And I'm sitting here pumping kidneys. It's hilarious if you're watching me. Yeah. And so that's my job. I take the 4 bottles of water. I make sure that Vivian has all 4 bottles of water. She's a little light on electrolytes, so I have to give her a little Gatorade, which she likes, fruit punch Gatorade. But I don't have to give her any more Band-Aids for that dialysis port.
That's nice.
And she doesn't have any bruises all over her body anymore. And her skin is clearing up. And her mind is clearing up. And she's the most beautiful Bambi in the whole wide world. I'm kidding you not. This woman is going to power me. You see, what happened is that Betty gave Vivian that kidney. And now the kidney sort of powers Vivian. Mm-hmm. Vivian's going to power me.
Yep.
And we're going to bring this grace to the whole world. We're going to talk to people around the country about kidney donation if we can get to do that. We're going to maybe go to Washington and testify about why living kidney donors need support and sponsorship and help, because I think there'd be more kidneys available if more people could afford to give them. And you go, well, who will afford what? Well, you know, how are they going to give it if they've got to be off of work for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks? A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. You know, how are people going to have care at home if they live alone but want to donate the kidney? And so if you're not lucky enough like us to have a beautiful group of supporters that have all stepped up, I mean, you heard Kent Malone call. Kent's one of our supporters. Steve and his wife are supporters in both us. All our supporters are supporters in both spiritual and financial ways, and they're all amazing human beings. And Vivian's got a site on Fundly. If you want to go on Fundly.com and look up Vivian under health and wellness, Vivian's up there. Or you can go on our website, Freed on Business, and see. I really have never even said this on the radio show before, because it really isn't about that. It's really about Betty, the example that Betty has set, and about finding a kidney. I want to thank, on our show today, I hit the microphone because I'm still not 100% all there. I want to thank the Miami Transplant Institute. Can I just stop right there? No, I can't.
You can pause.
I'm going to pause. Betty DiMartini, the Miami Transplant Institute, the people on the 15th floor at Jackson, Dr. Cianzo, Dr. Roth, Dr. Wolger, of course, our friends at Warren Henry, who give us support financially, spiritually, emotionally. They're amazing. Buy a car, go do it at Warren Henry. You're going to love the experience and you're going to love the people. And if you don't, call me and I'll make it right for you. But I won't need to, because Larry will. Larry's the man. I love that guy. He's the next Mike Maroney. He's amazing. He's a genius. He'll be bigger than that. I want to thank our friends at the University of Miami. I want to thank the CCIM. Steve called. Remember to go to the CCIM event on Wednesday at the Coral Gables Country Club. Go on their website and sign up. I want to thank Lauren's Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Next Wave. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show, and I probably wouldn't have the kidney, because our listeners keep me going. You know, go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Freed, at Freed on Business on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, freedombusiness.com. It keeps growing and moving. If you missed today's show, it'll probably be replayed, and it'll also be up on the internet as soon as Robert Pitts puts it up. You say that twice. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us at 8:00 a.m. next Thursday. We're going to talk luxury housing and flex wheels next week. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person who wants to do something finds a way. Look at Betty DeMartini as an example for that.
Uh-huh.
The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen and see if you can live up to the example that God wants you to live up to. I'm out of here.
Right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.